This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Ray.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. Born in the sequins and discotheque dust of the Adelaide Fringe Festival in 2015, Velvet Rewired is an explosion of dance, music, circus mixed into one hit disco extravaganza. Velvet has always been a nightclub, a state of mind, a fantasy, and today we are joined by three of the iconic performers live in the studio, the DJ himself, Joe Acaria, and two stunning sirens, Jacinta and Sasha, join us now. Thank you all for being in here today.
Wow.
Good morning.
Right. You said it all. We can go now.
I mean, we love having on a Friday. It's nice and packed here in the studio. Now, Joy listeners are no strangers to Velvet the Show, which we loved, absolutely loved when it was here last time in Melbourne. So much fun. Now, Velvet Rewired is like a level up of that, isn't it? Just giving us the same disco beat and a bit more flavour.
Absolutely. All of those things. Some new exciting members of the cast and some new songs as well. But the format's pretty much the same. But it also follows the journey of our, let's say, our main protagonist, Country Mike, we call him. Oh. And it's if you saw the show the first time, imagine him coming back to the same nightclub 10 years later.
Oh, wow.
A little bit heartbroken, downtrodden. And we need to pick him back up again.
God, we've all actually had those experiences.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
sounds familiar.
Nightclub fixes all.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If you didn't see the original show, though, which I'm going to throw myself under the bus, I didn't.
Okay.
Does this show actually follow a typical storyline?
Yeah, it's a storyline of sorts, but it does lend itself to your own interpretation of what's actually going on. But, yeah, we do follow the path of one particular person, and then we have these denizens of the night, and then we have characters, sirens, DJ, and, of course, Marsha Hines.
Yeah. Oh, like it's a musical disco fusion, I think it's a fabulous way to put it all together. Weaving with, I mean, Marsha. Like, Joy listeners, the minute we mention Marsha on air, the messages start popping in. So we're very excited for the show. It must be a joy being able to perform with her and do the show together.
It's incredible. We're so lucky to share the stage with her. She has so much wisdom and so many little golden nuggets of knowledge that she's taught us. We're very lucky.
I do. I'd love every time we have a guest in that works with Marsha. It's just like the way in which she shares, you know, to help elevate not just the show but everyone's experience and what they do within it is really beautiful.
100%. This show is such an ensemble-based show, and Marsha is the leader of that. You know, she's there with us at rehearsals, at every single early morning. So it really does feel like an ensemble, and she makes you feel like you're just a part of this team, that we're just going on this disco train together nonstop.
Oh, what an absolutely wonderful energy to bring to the stage. And that's part of the beauty of being an ensemble show as well. Like, there are elements that can sometimes be picked out and new ones brought in to just bring and lift it up. Because, you know, you've been performing this for quite a while, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. And you sort of become a bit of a family on and off the stage, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're spending lots of long hours together in rehearsals before you even get on stage
together. Yes, and early mornings like this.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Now, obviously, disco, fun music. Is it music that we know and can sing along to, or is it all original and unique?
It's all reimagined disco classics.
Ooh.
That serve the purpose for the show and also punctuate some of the other performers that are, let's say, physical performers. I don't like to call them circus performers, but they're physical acts, like aerialists, roller skaters as well.
Ooh.
Oh, oh yeah. Are there aerial roller skaters? Is that one word or two?
Yeah, we've been trying to get them up in the air.
But, oh, my God.
You got to come and see.
They're pretty,
absolutely. The only way to know is to come and see the show.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's that physical element to the show as well. So lots of dancing, lots of aerial... reimagine disco classics as well that Definitely you can sing along to. If you were in the audience last night, they were up and dancing before the show started.
And didn't sit down.
Yeah. I mean, that's heaven. There was a bit of an uproar in the UK recently when people were singing along to shows and some people were evicted from a theatre, but that's not the kind of energy that you want. You want people to be in the nightclub, in there with you, in the show with you and being a part of it, right?
We want them going like from the minute it begins.
And
like
it starts with Joey welcoming everyone in the club. He's up there, he's DJing, and it allows people to come in and go, this is not like a regular theatre show. We're going to get something different as soon as they walk in there.
Yeah, we don't want theatre politeness. We want you to
we want you to scream, we want you to dance, and we want to feel your energy because it does. It gives us energy.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
So much fun. Now, how did the first night in your Melbourne show go at the Athenaeum Theatre?
Fire.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it went off.
Yeah, it really did go off. You had to be there, but it was a night of sequins. Everybody dressed up for the occasion.
Oh, yes.
Also, yeah, you can do that too when you come. We love that as well.
I mean, that's the beauty of disco. Does anyone come, like, thinking disco look in an absolutely crazy way in the audience and it just throws you all?
No, never throws us. We get tagged in reels and videos online, like, prior to the show of people being, like, picking out my velvet outfit. Like, it's a whole ordeal. We love it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's an excuse to wear glitter.
It's encouraged.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sequins always.
Well, here's my question to all of you. You're in the show for quite a while, but do you have a favourite disco track?
Oh.
I know it's a big call because picking just one is half the problem.
Mine's easy because I get to watch Marsha Hines stand and sing Fantasy by Earth, Wind & Fire every single night, and it's just definitely my favourite part. It's goosebumps for me.
Oh, heaven. Anything else on the list? So have I thrown you
in
an early morning
in the show or
letting that be your choice. Oh, your choice. Goodness. I know, it's a big repertoire. You've listened to a few over the years.
Yeah.
Which is a standout for you that gets you in the mood?
I think the thing about, there's a song called Boogie Wonderland that sort of typifies what the groove and what the disco is all about.
Like, Boogie Wonderland.
That one.
I admitted earlier in the show today, I'm not a singer. So when I do sing into the microphone, I do apologize.
Go for it. But when you when you see Velvet Rewired, you'll hear two different versions of the same song.
Ooh.
I know. I just gave it away.
All
you
right.
must come.
So I mean, if that's not more incentive.
We made like a ballad version, which gives you a sense for the depth of the lyrics as well, because you don't often, with disco songs, we don't pay attention too much. We get to the chorus and songs like Boogie Wonderland have a deeper meaning as well. So when you listen to the lyrics sung at a slower pace, it's quite interesting.
Ooh. All right. Well, challenge accepted. I'm coming. So we have until May 7th to see it here in Melbourne at the Athenaeum Theatre. Is there any chance that it's going to travel beyond Melbourne after this? You've just been in Newcastle. No, we're getting...
I mean, this is a show that they've been rehearsing for since 2013. We were talking about off air.
It should never end, right?
Well, yeah. Melbourne's actually our last... This was our last stop on this tour anyway. I mean, we've loved being a part of the disco party, but we've been going since end of November last year. So Melbourne was our last stop. We had some really successful seasons in other cities. But for the moment, this is the grand finale.
Wow.
We've been all over.
Yeah. So this is your last chance to see this disco extravaganza.
Yes.
And everyone, remember, we're giving away a double pass today on the show to go and see it. Like we said, last chance to go and see it, so you don't want to wait. Happening at the Athenaeum Theatre until May
7th.
So to do that and we're going to the pass... Go into the draw to win the double pass. What's going on with my words this morning? All you have to do is message into the show. That's it. Any of the messages. You could shout out for a song, disco song that you like. You could give us a challenge for Radiothon next week, as crazy as it may be. Or you could just message in and send some love. Or
we're playing a game called The Real OG. So this game is about playing cover songs. So you need to tell us who the cover song is, but then also who the original is. All right, I'm going to play it for you now. Okay. Let me know if you know what this song is without looking at the computer screen.
Yep.
I've heard there were... Okay, so okay, that's all so you're allowed to hear.
We all know what the song is by hearing it. But the trick with the real OG is there's the artist that's singing it and the original artist. Mm. That's the twist. So if listeners, if you know who that is, message in on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au or even hit us up on our Instagram at joybreak.
Okay, we have a music director in the room, I know. Just like, well, duh.
I mean, we can't do, like,
no,
obviously,
we won't give it away.
We can't ask our guests. They're absolutely going to know music is
oh, we
their
love
life.
Games.
It's all fun and games until someone gives it away at That's the very right. beginning. But thank you all for coming and joining us, Joe, Jacinta and Sasha. It has been an absolute pleasure. Everyone definitely go and check out Velvet Rewired, April 26th to May 7th at the Athenaeum Theatre. Head to velvetrewired.com.au and we are also giving away a double pass on the show today. But if you don't win the double pass, go get some tickets because I will be.
It's a last chance. Do it.
Yeah,
go
do
and
it.
See it.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.